Can we have Esmeralda sing that?
Okay, Esmeralda, can you do the rap part of this?
I wish. Yeah. Informer. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thank you so much.
That's for Vic, man.
That makes my heart happy.
That's for Vic. He loves snow. And it's also going to snow today.
Oh, what?
Hold on a minute. Wait. Hold it now. Wait a second.
Didn't you get an award?
I did.
Is it glowing?
You know, I got. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this or not. But it's this kind of radio that got me a Walk of Fame plaque. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that or not. That's
award winning.
When you tied that in,
yeah. So we're live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Nick DiGilio here on 720. We're here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And it's Vic Vaughn's birthday tomorrow. We will obviously not be on the air, so we wanted to celebrate today. Vic, happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Sincerely, thank you, guys.
And happy birthday to Starbucks.
That's right.
That's right. Same year as...
Born in 1971.
Born in 1971. Vic and Starbucks.
They did a little better than I did. So far.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe you'll be able to sell a cup of coffee for $43 at some point.
Right.
But we got you some stuff, Vic. Now, Dan, go ahead and take over.
Vic, please grab the purple wrapped gift. The purse, please.
Purple wrapped gift.
And we have.
Okay, that's lavender.
Well, lavender.
This one?
Yes, that one.
That one.
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Next year we'll get you a color chart.
This is great.
Actually, that's lavender.
What do we have here? We've learned a lot about you
over the last couple of weeks in your musical tastes. So we.
This doesn't really say much about me, does it?
We made you a mix CD.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to read off the track list.
Number one. I'll wait for the deep cut, but number one, Savage Garden, Truly, Madly, Deeply.
What?
He loves that song.
I did not say I love that song.
Well,
I said I hated that song.
Yeah, but we talked about
somehow you brought
up Savage Garden.
I did, but I think it was a list of songs that you would never want to hear again and be fine with it.
Okay.
But I love it. I love it.
All right.
Now, the next one, top 10 songs for me personally,
Glass Tiger. Glass Tiger.
Don't forget me when you're gone.
Don't forget me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
While I'm gone.
Yes. Number three, Informer, which you just played.
Yes. Snow.
Brilliant, brilliant musician there. And Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Oh, what? Wow.
Why is that on there?
Because we talked about it last week.
Right. We did.
So many ties again.
It all tied in.
Lot of love. Now, this one I love.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Yeah, because A Lot of Love. It was one of the requests.
One of our listeners requested that the other day. I had completely forgotten about that song.
Gonna take a lot of love.
Did you sing them on the mix CD?
Yeah, that's me. It's me a cappella.
Could be a valuable disc. I would love it.
That's right, man.
Maybe next year.
It's been a valuable day. You know, I'm on the Walk of Fame, man.
Speaking of listeners, you wanted to give a shout out, Vic, to a listener.
I love you, Mom.
Aww.
Hi, Mom. She's out in the far northwest suburb of Woodstock.
She's listening?
She is listening this morning.
Sure.
She's very nice.
Go back to bed.
She can't. We have a flight this morning.
Oh,
so early.
There you go.
We're traveling to San Francisco together.
Oh, that's nice. You're probably going to be delayed, Vic.
You know, I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
There's no snow at O'Hare. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, what do we got?
All right. Please grab the pink one.
Okay. Well,
rose-colored.
That's chartreuse.
Oh, man. Ooh. Mayo ketchup.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mayo chup.
Yeah. Mayo chup.
Now, Esmeralda, we had a conversation about this new Heinz has the combination of mayonnaise and ketchup, and they call it mayo chup.
I think we talked about when it first,
then we started talking about how Vic would have his own line of condiments.
Mm.
And Dan, what
Colonel Ichnobohetus is.
That's right. Tell me that would not sell.
Colonel Ichnobohetus.
Ichnobohetus.
Ichnobohetus. Colonel Ichnobohetus.
Would you be wearing, because I would assume Vic would be on the front of it.
Of course he would be.
Would you be wearing some sort of colonel hat?
Maybe my uncle, the farmer, could be slapping me on the back of the head.
Yeah.
Because that's what he used to call me when I would make a mistake.
He'd slap you on the back of the head.
Like plow the field with the wrong piece of equipment.
And it would sell because Vic rightly pointed out it should really be called Ketchinays, not Mayochup.
I like Ketchinays better.
Mayochup is a terrible name. Ketchinays is much better. Ketchinays, much better.
Yeah.
All right.
And our final gift.
Now, Dan, you got a story behind this.
Yes, we'll let you open it first. It's the blue one.
Oh, wow.
Indigo.
Improvisation at the speed of life.
Right. Now, Vic has been taking, Vic took a couple of courses of improv at Second City and is very interested in it.
Yeah.
And so Dan picked up the book.
I love it.
Now, the name of the book, and say who the two authors are.
You want me to try to teach? I hate you.
You could just say the
TJ
first name.
TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquazi.
Pasquazi.
Okay. With Pam Victor.
Yeah, so TJ, people will know as one of the guys from the Sonic ads.
Right.
He's the balding gentleman.
Oh, I've seen him here in Chicago, too. He's great.
He and David are two of the greatest improvisers on the planet.
That guy is amazing. Thank you.
David and TJ... two of the greatest improvisers on the planet.
Yeah, I saw him on State Street a couple months ago walking down. I said, that's the guy from the
Sonic. Oh, so you saw TJ.
I saw TJ.
All right, Dan, talk a little bit about the other guy.
So David Pasquazi, as Nick mentioned, is a legendary guy and happened to be on Patty's show earlier today, unbeknownst to us.
Are you kidding?
We walked in and he was here.
He was here. So God works in mysterious
ways. And you'd already bought this book.
I bought that from Amazon.
He signed it.
Tuesday. Oh. I bought it Tuesday because it arrived on Thursday. And he happened to be here tonight.
So you got it signed.
As I'm walking out, I'm like, hey, man, I don't mean to bother you, but Vic is taking improv classes. And look at the book we bought for him for his birthday. And I'm like, would you mind signing it?
Odds of that?
I know, right?
Statistician listeners, please call in. Yeah. That's crazy.
So if you want to read the inscription to him, I thought was pretty funny.
That's from Dave Pasquazi.
Hey, Vic, don't let this book dissuade you. I won't. Thank you very much, David.
Very cool. It just that was such an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable that he's here. Because when I walked in, you know, and I looked up at the screen, I was like, oh, Emo Phillips. It's because Emo Phillips was on the show, on Patty's show.
Yeah, I saw him in here, too, when I got.
And Emo was with Dave. Dave is actually opening for him. At Zany's. So Dave was here, and I'm like, wow, she's got Dave and Emo on. And then I freaked out because my two of my best friends walked in from the Factory Theater, who I hadn't seen in a long, long time, Allison Kane and Manny Tamayo. Manny Tamayo, one of my great friends who wrote a play that's now playing at the Factory, and they were going to do Patty's show. So I reunited with them. I hadn't seen them in a long time, and I was on Patty's show talking about some of our old theater stories and stuff. It was a crazy way to walk into work this morning. Like, my God. But yeah, so anyway, it was so lucky. Dan immediately ran out and was like, hey.
Dan's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks so much.
And again, and we're not on for Veterans Day, but thanks for your service, buddy. We appreciate it.
Well, my privilege. Thanks, Nick.
All right, very cool.